They're calling it superhero fatigue. 2023 was the year cracks showed in Marvel's armor. Audiences did not flock to see Ant-Man or the Marvels, or for that matter, to DC's Flash or Aquaman. But that did not keep Hollywood from making $2 billion more than it did the year before. Critic Bob Mondello wonders if 2023 might be the year that broke the movie mold.
Come back with me for a moment to July 19th.
It's the best day ever.
It is the best day ever. So is yesterday, and so is tomorrow, and every day from now until forever.
Not a superhero in sight, and yet movies are all anyone can talk about. A hot pink comedy and a brooding biopic.
This is a national emergency.
Have been linked in the public mind, and Hollywood's rule book has flown out the window.
Keep everyone there until it's done.
These are not star vehicles or pre-sold franchises. No spandex, no animation, no streaming. You have to go to a theater. And people are lining up, tens of millions of people. For a few blissed out weeks, movies are the dominant art form again.
Okay, ladies, let's do this!
All because Hollywood has done what people have been saying for years that it should. Program something unexpected, something that isn't a sequel, something that makes seeing it in a theater with other people sound more appealing than sitting at home and streaming it in private. 3 months later, that happened again.
Are you ready for—
This time it was a pop star, Taylor Swift, bypassing movie studios and selling her concert film directly to theater owners. She and they made so much money in just a few weekends that cinemas are now looking at all sorts of alternative entertainments, from sports to stage shows.
Sugar butter.
A filmed version of the live stage production of the Broadway musical Waitress made $5 million last month. Marvel and DC, meanwhile, have been doing some serious soul-searching. Instead of each fielding four or five big-budget superhero releases in 2024, they've radically cut back. Partly that's about strike-related production delays, but it's also about dwindling box office, all of which suggests a path that Hollywood could take. There is a model, because something similar happened back in the 1960s.
The most powerful motion picture entertainment of all time.
Studios had been chasing audiences with epics and musicals that kept getting bigger and more expensive, and audiences got bored and shifted to scruffy indie flicks like Easy Rider and Midnight Cowboy.
I'm walking here!
And then they shifted to a whole new generation of filmmakers, Kubrick, Spielberg, Lucas, Coppola, who had a different idea of what a movie could look like.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you. I've got your R2 unit. I'm here with Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi? Where is he?
Come on.
It took the audience pointing the way. Scruffy indies and genre mashups had been around for a while. They'd just never been big box office. And today is much the same. Woman-directed films, serious biopics, concert movies are nothing new. They're just newly in vogue. And also in the pipeline, so you'll be seeing more of them.
Redemption songs.
When you write that?
All my life.
This is a case in point. A Bob Marley, heavy on the concerts, biopic. It's called One Love, and it'll open on Valentine's Day. I'm Bob Mondello.